Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, it is time for the finals. This is the final days of the U.S. citizenship test.
This is it.
Enjoying beating Pat.
We will be moving. Oh, you're right. Well, we tallied this score up.
Sally sells under the seashore, I think.
Actually, do you know a GPS can actually pronounce things better than us? It was amazing. There was something just like that. And I thought, my goodness, did you hear that thing pronounce that thing? Oh, we won't go into the GPS story. So there's 100 question tests you have to take if you want to be a U.S. citizen. It's called the U.S. citizenship test. And we've been taking it ourselves. Well, actually, I've been giving it.
Let's correct that statement. Let's make
you know. Somebody's got to actually give it.
Yeah, when you laugh at our fumbling around.
Y'all were laughing at each other. Exactly. I mean, we got the footage of this. I mean, he's like, great. He got an easy one, you know.
Every time I think you set us up.
Yeah. No, you said he got the easy ones, right?
Always.
We got some different. Last five's got to be tough. Real tough. And then, of course, based on your scores, you need to go ahead and begin to go to Kyrgyzstan. You're going to be heading to Kyrgyzstan, or you can choose Afghanistan, the mountain range.
As long as we don't go to Iran.
Pakistan, huh?
Yeah, right.
As long as we don't go to Iran.
Oh, my goodness. So this is how it works. I'm going to ask the question. When I ask the question from the U.S. citizenship test.
Open your eyes.
They are open.
This is a citizenship tournament test.
Oh my goodness, we're just talking about Pat's lisp. That's what it is. I'm gonna ask the question from the U.S. citizenship test. My eyes open. And you're going to get a chance to think about it. And I want you to think about it. While you're thinking, of course, you're going to be able to... Yes, exactly. When you hear that music, that means that's when you're praying. Dear Lord, give me an answer.
Help me, Jesus.
Right. And when I ask you your answer, it's going to have to be your final answer. And you will give me your shot at this.
And, works so far.
And of course, if you get it right... Mm-hmm. Exactly. We'll all applaud. It'll be great. Of course, if you get it wrong... And if you take too long, okay, the first question from the last session of the U.S. citizenship test goes to John.
Yes.
Question number next, which is actually 95 on the test. Where is John?
Where are you?
That was the wrong one.
Where am I?
Like, I remember that one.
I think we're on 96.
I got that wrong. Here it is. Question number now. Okay, John. Why does the flag, the United States flag, have 13 stripes? Why does the flag have 13 stripes? Excellent. That's very good. Okay, here's the question. This is the question.
Don't miss this.
So you do not have to self-deport to Kyrgyzstan. Is what does... The question is, why does the flag, the United States flag, have 13 stripes?
Well... Alex, I'm going to go... Oh, Lord.
That's a gloating statement.
I am going to go with an answer. I'm going to say...
Didn't you listen to yesterday's segment?
To honor the 13 original colonies.
Yeah! I was thinking you weren't going to get it. I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, he's going to drag this puppy out.
For some reason, he was rubbing on the keyboard trying to do. I bet he came up with the answer.
Where is like, your
did you Google faith? That? Did you Google
Where
that?
Is
he was
faith?
Googling it. Pat.
Uh oh.
Question number next.
This is going to be a good one.
The U.S. Sure. citizenship test is why does the flag have 50 stars? Why does the flag have 50 stars?
Oh my God.
Pat,
I need more time.
Oh my goodness. Give him more time.
You have to remember now, you know, this is the, I mean, we have great confidence in some of these answers now, but we weren't that confident. But, oh, but you understand is that, I mean, for example, you know, what does the stripe mean on Greece's flag? Well, we're not going to know these different things necessarily. So people that are coming to become a citizen, they don't have a clue yet what these mean. It's like, it's a starry flag. It's a starry flag.
All right.
And so this is the question. You need to know what it is. Now, we're letting people burn it and all this stuff, but we're actually asking them a question. I'm sure people that are U.S. citizens, they're, you know, coming in, they're going like, why are you burning your own flag? This is the question on the U.S. citizenship test.
Citizen.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the last group of questions, right?
Oh, we got to get another tongue twister for him, though.
So, why does the flag, the United States flag, have 50 stars on it?
Because there are 50 states.
All right, Hotshot, why don't you name the territories then? What are some of the territories?
We did this one already, dude.
Do you have a memory? You should know these by now then, right?
Well, go ahead. Tell me.
Oh, now you want me to tell you.
John.
Yes,
question number next. What does, from the U.S. citizenship test, what is the name? What is the name of the national anthem? What is the name of the national anthem? John, from the U.S. citizenship, John, from the test that we're taking.
Just say U.S. I'm stumped here.
Oh, come on.
The question is this. What is the name of the what is the name of the national anthem? What is the name of the national anthem for America?
They just say we're singing the national anthem. They didn't ever say the name of the song. They call it the national anthem.
Oh, come on, dude.
I'm just going to throw a guess. Is it the Star-Bangled Banner? The Star? I have no idea.
What'd you say?
Star-Bangled Banner.
What'd you say?
Star-Bangle. I don't know.
Bengals. That's a football team.
That's a tiger.
That's a tiger. I have no idea.
Oh my gosh!
It is.
Kyrgyzstan, here we come. Back here,
Kyrgyzstan. It's like it's the language, like.
I missed this one. I have no idea. I'm a loss. Pat,
all the children that are listening. Obviously, Pat knows it. He's like.
He obviously knows it.
Got his saints.
I'm not going there.
I will defer from the gentleman.
If he asks, I'll tell him.
He already did go there already. No, what? Not gonna go there. Like your foot's on me. Okay. What is the question is this. What is the name of the national anthem? And it's the Star-Spangled Banner. Remember, if you need to know more about this, go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. There's an entire segment on how it came about. Remember when they had them all, they were surrounded.
With the rockets and red glare. They were in
rockets,
the boat.
Rockets, red glare.
Now I remember.
The
and the flag was still there.
And the men were holding and pushing up, and then they would fall, and then the other men would kind of stand on their bodies, and they would hold it up. And they said, is the flag still there? Is the flag still there?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and it's like, that's the kind of heart it's going to take, you know, for us to stand today, you know, for our country. And this is what you got to pass to be a U.S. citizenship. Okay, Pat, question number next, and this is the second to the last question for the U.S. citizenship test, is when do we celebrate Independence Day? When do we celebrate Independence Day? Pat, the second to the last question from the U.S. citizenship test is, when do we celebrate Independence Day?
That would be July the 4th.
Yay!
Wow.
That's actually Star Spangled Banner Day.
Bangle.
Bangle Pangle Day.
Star Spangled Tiger Day.
Tangle Bangle Day. But you think about it, we have a day that we celebrate the Declaration of Independence, which has, what, 17 or 27 reasons why we actually separated? 27 reasons written in it. And we actually shoot fireworks off and all that because we're celebrating the day we got our independence from tyrannical rule.
That's right.
You know, and here it's coming up. The 4th of July is coming up really soon. And so hopefully we're learning more. We can really celebrate it. Here's the last question from... And the answer was, of course, July the 4th. The last question from the U.S. citizenship test, so that you will not have to get deported to Kyrgyzstan, is, John, name the thread that was used by Martha Washington when she sewed the 13th star on the left side.
John.
Yes.
Name the thread used by Martha. Okay, here it is. I got it.
You ready?
Yeah, you have to make it interesting. I was like,
yeah.
Because these are like, we're kind of, these are for us.
This is it.
But we don't know anything about the Greece flag.
No.
But it's greasy.
Or Cyprus.
The greasy flag. Okay, here it is. Question number, John, next. Here, last. Here it is. Name two nationalities.
Okay.
That's Russian. Name two national U.S. holidays. John's going to know these. Name two national U.S. holidays. John, the last question on the U.S. citizenship test. The last question, I said.
Hey.
Hopefully, our audience won't go back and tally our score because we may have to leave the country. We found out that our frontal lobe, you know, you have to actually forget some things to learn some new things.
Mm-hmm.
We have some new things in there, but there's some things we need to bring back. That's why we're doing this, so we can remember what our country's about, the founding reason, the original 10 of our country. And it's amazing. It looks like people who just became a citizen the right way in our country know more about our country than those that have been here forever.
Yeah.
Forever. And that's just like, you know, Lord forgive us for not knowing the roots of what we came from and what's going on. John, last question. Here it is.
Yes.
So you don't have to go to Kyrgyzstan. Name two national U.S. holidays.
I'm going to go with President's Day and Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
My goodness, that was amazing. You did really good. Here they are. Here's the national holidays. You have the Firecracker Day. You have the Popsicle Day. You have the... Taco Day. You have Hot Sauce Day. Here it is. Got it? Here it is.
We're ready.
You got to know this. This is important. All the holidays you get. New Year's Day is one national holiday. Martin Luther King Day, Jr. Day, which is January the
17th.
20th.
Okay. It's birthday.
Is it? Could be wrong. January. you have President's Day. You have Memorial Day. You have Independence Day. You have Labor Day. You have Columbus Day. Veterans Day. Thanksgiving. And Christmas. A national holiday. Let's think about that. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A national holiday. I mean, there it is. The last question in our citizenship test just resounds that this is a Judeo-Christian nation.
Mm.
And we even recognize the birth of Christ. It's been a national holiday. I think about that.
That's awesome.
And so we've learned so much. Have we learned so much about being able to? And if you haven't yet, you go back. You can go back and go to the VFN Torch or go to any segment on the VFN TV app and listen to the whole. It'll be all there together, question 1 through 100. And it may be really great to play for your kids as well. So they'll have a lot of fun, you know, listening to it. We're just having a lot of fun, but we're trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We're having kind of mixing, you know, infotainment, you know, understanding what's happening, learning some things, looking at the original intent. And we were shocked. I mean, we were shocked at what we need to relearn again. But, you know, we can relearn it. And we're going to be looking in the future. Now we conquered. Failed this test. No, now we've conquered this test. We are going to be going into the Constitution. So I'm so excited about it because that is the thing that is our founding. That's our foundation.
Yeah.
For how things, that's what we're made up of. When people start talking about changing your Constitution, they're talking about changing the DNA of your nation. And that's important. That's the conversation of today. It is like, do we want to change the Constitution or not? It's like saying, Do you want arms coming out your shoulders or you want feet coming out your shoulders? I mean, we got to pay attention. We don't want things to change. So make sure you catch that on VFN Radio in the future. We enjoyed. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.